The world hath allurements and flattering shows to purchase her lover's good estimation. Her tricks and devices he's wise and well knows. The learned in this science are taught by probation. This truth, when I find, it pats me in mind among many matters which I am conceding. Of one hourly adage that's used in this mad age, the proof of a pudding is all in the eating. Although this my subject seem homely and mean, yet you that with judgment will construe the matter, some cares of good documents from it may glean, which I from this sheaf of invention will scatter. Now cunning and fraud wins greatest applaud, and under wit's cloak many shelter their cheating. But try and then trust, for the world is unjust, and proof of a pudding is all in the eating. The knave and the honest man both are complete in gesture, in words, and in company keeping. Nay, commonly they who do mean most deceit more easily into men's bosoms are creeping, with counterfeit tales which too much prevails, and proffers of courtesy often repeating. But speak as you find, and still bear in mind that the proof of a pudding is all in the eating. Men's promises may be compared to snow or ice, at their best by cold weather congealed. They're hard in the morning at noon, nothing so, though with protestations their minds are revealed. Yet when the hot beams of disastrous streams doth melt their intentions, and they'll be fleeting. Their words differ clean from what they do mean, but the proof of a pudding is all in the eating. There be of both sexes that have fair outsides, like jays with the feathers of peacocks adorned. A fair suit of scarlet or plush often hides a carcass infirm with diseases deformed. And now in these times men cover their crimes with shadows of virtue, their brains still beating. Which way to do not and yet hide their fault, but the proof of a pudding is all in the eating. There's many thrasonical prattling jacks that upon their ale bench will tell brave discourses. Were jacks alive, they would not turn their backs, their tongue shall supply the defect of their purses. But take them at their words, they'll scant draw their swords, instead of bravados they'll fall to entreating. But give me that blade that does more than set, for the proof of a pudding is all in the eating. When I do nothing, I have store of friends. I mean friends in shadow, but nothing substantial. If I will believe everyone that pretends, I shall have more courtesy than any man shall. But when I have need to use them indeed, like cowardly soldiers, they fall to retreating. But he is my friend that helps me in the end, for the proof of a pudding is all in the eating. There's many in company boast of their skill in wonderful mysteries, secret and hidden. You may give belief to their words if you will, upon winged Pegasus off they have ridden. If any in place will unto their face oppose them with boldness, their projects defeating, their courage will quail, and they'll tell a new tale, for the proof of a pudding is all in the eating. I have seen a gallant attired like a lord, yet often through want he's enforced to be sparing. He's daily a guest at Duke Humphrey's board, and sometimes he filleth his belly with swearing. I have seen likewise a playman in fries, or a good mutton velvet that glisters with sweating. He calls and he pays, and he means as he says, the proof of a pudding is all in the eating. There's many that when they affliction do feel, as poverty, sickness, and other disasters, then unto their friends they'll humbly kneel, and say under heaven they are their best masters. But when through those friends their misery ends, in gratefully all former kindness forgetting, they then do disdain who did them maintain, thus the proof of a pudding is all in the eating. There are many men when they first come a-wooing to widows or maidens with great protestations. Such wonderful courtesies they'll then be showing, and they silly creatures believe their relations. Their love's very hot until they have got the thing that they wish by their subtle entreating. Then they prove unkind, and poor women do find that the proof of a pudding is all in the eating. Thus briefly and plainly I have here expressed my mind and conceit of this proverb so homely, wherein at the truth very near I have guessed, and decked it in ornaments decent and comely. I hope it will sell abroad very well with those who love truth and abhor all cheating. Till trial be made, no more can be said, for the proof of a pudding is all in the eating.